Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ooh, this is not good.
What happened?
And there's an argument to be made that we are losing sight as Americans about how important fidelity and loyalty is in our relationships.
Mm.
But what we need to figure out here is this number, excuse me, I'm burping, an increase from what we've seen in the past, or was for better or for worse in sickness and in health a big old lie from the beginning?
What?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
1 in 5 Americans admit they have cheated on their current romantic partner.
Right now.
Their current.
Yeah.
21% of people in a recent study, married, engaged, dating, whatever, said they have stepped out on the person they are at this moment sharing their life with.
Bam.
And that number on its own is crazy.
Yeah, that they're admitting it.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
But that's just
true.
It. It's a self-reported study.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So in reality.
Probably higher.
Not probably, Kimmy. Without question, it is higher, much higher.
Yeah.
Than 1 in 5. And again, I want to say this one more time just so everyone understands what we're talking about here. This study is not, have you ever cheated?
Currently.
This study is, have you, Kimmy, cheated on the person you are currently with? You are actively with the person you stepped out on. 21% of Americans say yes.
Wow.
Are either of you surprised by this number?
That they're admitting it, yes.
But you're not surprised by how high the number is?
Oh, no. Well, no. I mean, I've cheated.
But not on the woman you're currently with.
No, but I did cheat on my first wife.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, these could be younger. I mean, depending on the age range, if you're getting a quarter of younger people and maybe not as serious relationships especially, that would bump up the numbers.
Okay, but you would still, Kimmy, have, let's say, half of them are younger people.
Yeah.
10%. Of people over 35 admitting they cheated on their current partner?
But I do know
over 35?
That's a lot. Is it not? No?
I just knew so many guys that, you know, ran around behind their old lady's back. Especially back in the day when it was way easier to do.
Okay. Do you guys think the real number is double 1 in 5?
It could be.
40%?
Yeah,
40% have cheated on the
40%.
Person they're currently with. Kimmy, would that sound
good? And the rest are just thinking about it.
I mean, I'm thinking of, like, I'm just thinking, like, the divorce rate. I mean, how much of that is caused by somebody cheating?
But it's down. Divorce is down, I thought.
Divorce is down, but so is
cheating
marriage.
Up.
Right?
No, marriage is also down. Right. So, but here's the thing. I mean, divorce, again.
Oh, wait, hold on. So, I may have misheard. Are these married couples or just people
any relationship?
Yeah, so yeah.
I said it 5 different ways.
No, but my mind was locked into married.
Yeah,
couple.
Yeah. I said it 5. I don't sound anything like that. Okay,
right.
So the biggest reaction from people that commented on this story was one of a weird nostalgia.
What's that?
The argument being that today, people don't value relationships like we did in generations past, and they blame millennials, Gen Z, and Gen Alpha for being less loyal than their parents and grandparents were.
Okay, but that is such
I see it that way.
That is such a BS. Oh, you know, rose-colored glasses of what the past was like.
Yeah,
because
fair.
So let's say in those relationships, the man ran the roost,
right?
Did whatever he wanted to do, and the wife was basically his sex slave. It was, man. Like
you don't look at
a relationship of the 1920s and 30s.
Sure.
Women had, they didn't vote. They had to fight to vote, man.
Thanks a lot, Susan B. Anthony.
So like they think these were like loving relationships that, you know, like you would see in the movies. It was BS. Half of these marriages were arranged for convenience and money.
You're also very cynical.
Yeah, but your wife was like property.
Okay. Kimmy?
Yeah.
Hot property. Look at the ass with hot property.
I don't think you're helping the argument for me.
Ooh, my property got a nice ass.
Would you agree with not the hot ass property, Kimmy, but the thing Tommy said before?
Regular ass people.
Before the hot ass property statement.
Okay. I think so. I think there's been a lot said.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't. I think people do look back on the way marriage used to be with rose-colored glasses.
It was a one-way street.
I don't know how much loyalty was going on necessarily, or things people may have looked past or never knew about or found out about. And I don't even know if people would admit to themselves, like looking back on it, that they cheated.
Okay. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. With this study we have in front of us that, again, says 1 in 5 Americans admit they have cheated on their current romantic partner, and it's a self-admitted study, so that number's probably higher. We don't have any numbers about how many people admitted to cheating from any previous generations.
Yeah.
And in reality, Tommy, those self-reported numbers would be useless because those generations would have never admitted to it.
Of course not.
You do not think people are cheating more today than they were back in the day?
I'm looking at the 70s and 80s.
What about the 50s and 60s? Because when I feel like that's what people are thinking about when they
think of
like
the good old days of
Rockwellian America.
Like when America was like, you know, on a run.
Again, what people picture.
Picturesque.
Yes.
Oh, I think the cheating was out of control back then.
So you think it was just as high?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Like I told you, when my father left the house in 1966 to go to work in New York City, he was invisible until he walked back in the door that night. There was no way he could have made up any story to my mother, and my mother would have been doughy-eyed and listened to it.
All right, so let's break.
And your mom was home all day.
Right.
Yes, she was.
You know what I mean? Like, nobody would have known. Man.
Getting all batched up.
My mother was a good-looking woman.
Yes,
so, I mean, I would think the postman, the iceman, they all would desire her.
Her house was the only place the milkman took something from.
We also lived in a very ugly neighborhood.
All right, the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I think we can break it down this way.
What's that?
It comes down to access versus exposure, and what I mean by that. Today, there is way more access to cheating.
Yes.
Yeah.
You don't have to leave your house to be connected to somebody. Sliding someone's DM.
That's true.
And I was going to say, and cheating, I mean, could be having that type of, you may never even actually meet up with the person.
Yeah.
You may have like a relationship going on, like just through
Apple Diddlin.
Texting, calls, social media.
Apple Diddlin?
Mm-hmm.
Don't ruin that delicious child's food from my past. I mean, Kimmy, hell, most people listening to this show right now could private message every ex they've ever had if they wanted to, right?
Yeah, I mean, like once you make that connection with somebody, you could keep that going as long as you want, I guess.
But going back to our discussion earlier this morning, right? Your phone tattles on you. It tells your partner where you are at all times.
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
It's so much easier to get caught.
Exactly. It keeps a record of what you're saying to people. Something as simple as your wife or husband or boyfriend or girlfriend getting a picture with you standing with somebody else somewhere where you shouldn't be gets you busted. Back in the day, like you said, it was easier for your father to disappear. But it was also a hell of a lot harder to meet someone to hook up with.
Yes.
That would be on the same page as you were.
Well, there was a lot of workplace banging.
Sure.
And bar banging back in the day.
But you would have to be one.
You had to be out.
You would have to be attractive enough to do that. You would have to be able to get out. You would have to also be in a place where nobody knew who you were, where you were going, what you were doing.
And this is terrible to say, but I don't even know how much of this stuff was all that consensual for women. They just had to do it because that's how they had to survive in a workplace.
You're talking about work stuff.
Yeah.
Sure, I get what you're saying.
Like, the boss grabs your ass, but you need to work.
I mean, what?
And you let that happen.
What experience did you have with that back in the day? Your dad doing hula hoop contests and weighing the secretaries every week. That's a real thing.
It's true. And the guys bet on it. The guys would sit around and bet on the girls. Oh, or even say the gals.
Well, that makes it less.
Yes.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Molly. Hey, Molly. You're on CMF. What's going on?
Hey, guys.
Hi, Molly.
Hi. Honestly, I think that cheating nowadays is more, I don't know, normalized.
More normalized.
Especially in my generation.
Okay, how old are you, Molly?
I'm 18 in college right now.
Okay.
Turning 19 this year.
All right, happy birthday, Molly. All right, why do you feel like it's more normalized today than it would have been, say, 20, 30, 40 years ago?
I don't know. Honestly, I feel like a lot of my peers, especially in high school, were cheating on each other all the time, and they would brag about it to their friends, and then you would hear about it, and it would be like, oh, but my grandparents, they kind of, I feel like they talked about their relationships more like, oh, I got with your grandfather when I was 18 years old, and we've been together since.
Okay, so Molly, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to push away from the microphone, and I'm going to allow Tommy to destroy the image that you have of your grandparents.
I know.
Tommy,
I know,
go ahead.
I know it's such a
go
bad.
Go ahead, Tommy.
I know it's such a
Molly,
bad thing.
Molly, go ahead. Go.
Molly, what did your grandfather do for a living?
He worked at a nuclear power plant, actually.
Oh yeah, he went nuclear on that ass, baby.
No, that was my grandpa.
Yeah, he was.
Oh, yeah, he put that plutonium rod somewhere.
Oh, for God's sake, that's
it burns good,
too,
baby.
That is too far. I mean, Molly, you know, the fact that you're, I mean, your grandmother was financially reliant on your grandfather, I would assume. Did she have a job?
Yeah, she was a nurse.
Okay.
She was an OBGYN.
Okay. All right, but I mean, but Tommy's point earlier where, you know, the what father knew best, the primary breadwinner was dad, the man ran the house.
I definitely agree with that, though. I definitely agree that, like, the women would always just
the
be,
women.
I don't know, I guess they would believe everything that their husbands would tell them.
All right, Molly.
And
they
couldn't really speak out against it.
Molly, let me ask you this question, and I appreciate you being so honest and having that vision of your grandfather's plutonium rod. Have you ever cheated on someone you've been with?
Only one time.
She's 18.
But she's a kid.
I know it's bad.
But she's a kid.
It was not a good relationship, though. It was really bad.
Oh, I'm not judging.
I mean, you're 18. Like, this is when everybody's a scumbag, right?
No, but that's when you should go have fun.
Yeah. Thinking back to, like, your teenage years and, like, all those stories, like, nobody was good at relationships. Then
you shouldn't
be. That's a really good point, too.
Yeah.
I mean, it also depends on...
Hey,
like,
the point you defended me with was a really good point.
You should go have fun at 18.
Or, I mean, well, but on the other hand, Molly, thank you for the call. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, of course.
Are your grandparents still alive?
Yeah, they are. They're in Florida right now, living it up.
All right, tell them we said
hi.
Oh,
yeah, they're living it up. Tearing up the village.
You're right, Kemi. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, like, her grandparents could be Tommy's age.
They're probably my parents' age. Yeah. You're right. I'm sorry.
Yeah, she's only 18.
I had this, again, Rockwell. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Her grandparents were, like, coming of age in the 80s.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, cocaine and nuclear power plants.
Troy writes us on Instagram. Duffy at WCMF, he writes us, man! People that cheat are pieces of shiznit. If you are unhappy in a relationship, just leave.
That guy's in trouble. Every guy that says that wants to get out of his relationship.
No, it sounds to me that's a guy that's been cheated on.
Yeah, I hear hurt in that
message. I hear pain.
I do hear pain. I mean, look, I get it. We can't sit here and be like, don't do that. Like, you know,
Yeah, I made that vow 3 times.
I know, it feels like people think there was less cheating back in the day, especially with what Molly had to say. Mm. Not because there was less cheating.
It's less people got caught.
Well, it's not even less people got caught. Kimmy, even if someone got caught, no one was going to expose their spouse if they caught them cheating because you weren't going to get a divorce. That just didn't happen.
Yeah.
I mean, Kimmy, how many times now do we see a friend or a family member go scorched earth on a romantic partner if they catch them cheating on social media? They'll post things, pictures.
Cryptic.
Exactly.
Cryptic or not, honestly, yeah.
There are videos that go viral of people confronting cheating spouses.
Yeah.
Like, here's your Tinder profile, check this out.
Yeah.
It's also, I mean, it's also easier to catch people cheating now.
Yeah.
So maybe we are now realizing more we're the victims of infidelity.
Yeah.
Like, some of these older folks talking about how strong their relationships were back in the day could have been cheated on themselves.
Absolutely.
And had no idea.
Yeah, it was smoke and mirrors.
Man. Miss Chudmuffin writes us on Instagram.
Yeah.
Duffy at WCMF, easiest way to get us. She says, it's sad that people would rather cheat than just leave a relationship. People are selfish, and they want to have their cake and eat it too. I told my husband if he falls out of love with me or someone else, just tell me and break it off. Don't cheat or lie about it. I'd prefer honesty. Thoughts?
Good luck with all that.
Okay, what is such a
where you, where you live, Disneyland?
No, but that's not
sounds
a counter.
Right. It sounds right in theory.
Yeah, it sounds fantastic. Just leave
Because
me.
Then you get into like those gray areas where, you know, what is cheating? Like, if somebody feels like they were never physical with somebody, well, I never cheated, but to the other person you're with, well, that's cheating. So it's not always so black and right. white, I guess.
Well, that's, I did. I mean, Molly's 18, so I kind of felt uncomfortable, but I was curious what her definition of cheating yeah. was, right?
Well, I'm thinking they're banging.
No, because no, she could have been. Not,
what, just like, what, diddling?
Making out with a dude.
Oh, no. Making out with, what, do you leave it to well, Beaver,
but
Wally?
That's what I would have considered cheating.
No, it's... leaving it to the Beaver is actually cheating, just making it out.
No, I'm thinking they're having intercourse, or they're having some kind of, like, you know, sodomy.
No, if
so
I was.
So you would have been cool with your girlfriend making out with another dude?
He had to be.
So we paid the rent.
I guess the funniest part about this, you know, with the study that 1 in 5 people right now currently admit to cheating on the partner they're with, and or admit they have cheated on the partner they're with, and, you know, back in the day it was better. Even people who do believe cheating was just as prominent in the past still have a hard time picturing the people they love
yeah.
doing
sure.
it.
Well, you just don't want to.
Right?
Yeah.
Like your mom, your dad, your grandparents, they would never. Like, Kimmy, would it change how you saw your grandpa?
Yeah.
If you found out he cheated on your grandmother 60 years ago?
Probably. I not oblivious to the fact that it was definitely a possibility. I just don't want to picture it or think about it.
I will say the chicks that I knew throughout my entire life mm-hmm. that would talk about cheaters, like they would start getting really angry in the moment.
Yeah.
Were some of the biggest tramps I ever met in my life because they knew the score. They knew the score,
that
man.
That is such a bad take.
No, it ain't.
That is such it's, a bad
it's,
take.
It's so dead. And you know what? Why are you laughing? Why are you making that face?
Because you know,
let me tell you something. I come back every cheat on me. I have a face with your bed. You hoeing bitch, man. You know you out tramping. You out tramping and slunting behind this guy's back. And you don't want it done to you. I get it. But, like, they show their hand.
That is hurt,
that
ladies
is,
and gentlemen.
That is pain.
That is what hurt sounds
what
like.
What happened to you?
Man! Let's take a break and let him calm down for a little while.
What?
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
There is no doubt in this story. If what this person's accused of,
yeah.
it's illegal.
Okay.
They're guilty. They should be punished to the fullest extent of the law.
Good.
But that doesn't mean the victim in this case gets off scot-free. Because even though they did nothing against the law,
they're a victim.
You can argue they did set themselves up to be ripped off in this way for no reason at all.
They were kind of like chumps.
No.
Saps.
No. Hanging out in the break room, Rochester's right. Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. This story comes to us from Wayne County.
Whatever.
A 38-year-old woman has been arrested after police say, while working as a housekeeper, she stole a $500 money order.
Damn. Mm-hmm. But the check was just laying there?
The money order, yeah, I guess. Yeah. She must have pocketed it, if the allegations are true. Pretty cut and dry story.
Yeah.
She has a court date later this month to answer for those charges. You would also assume she's going to lose her job over
yes.
this.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And there were some comments on the Facebook under the link to this story about how hard it is to find people you can trust to work around your house.
Yeah.
And how bad folks feel for the person who was ripped off in this situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I was reading those. I get it. Okay. But there's a thought that I can't shake.
What's that?
Seeing this story. If you get ripped off by someone you hired to clean your house.
Yeah.
Are you a victim?
Well, I mean, you just had something laying out there that you shouldn't have, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I mean, anytime you hire somebody to do something at your house, you don't expect to be ripped off.
Well, okay, right? So I think there should be a line drawn here. Because if my toilet breaks, yeah. I am not qualified to fix that toilet.
Right.
I can't do anything. So yeah. I would have to hire a plumber. Yeah. And if I hired a plumber who ripped me off, well, yeah, I got screwed, but I had to have that guy in my house. Same with an electrician. You get what I'm saying.
Yeah, and so.
But you can clean your house.
Well, this is an old person.
How do you know?
Money order.
Yeah.
Who does money orders anymore, man? She waiting on her candy grams too? I mean, this is an old person.
I know,
but
I've used a money order within the last couple of years.
For what?
Monies.
Oh, he didn't tell me that. Oh, no, you ordered it with that.
There are a couple of things, like weird things that you can only pay for with money orders.
Oh, I thought those were like ancient times.
You have used a money order recently, haven't you?
No.
Oh, maybe it's like
leaving the house with traveler's checks.
Maybe that was the other decrepit guy that I
heard. Yeah, it might be that.
I'm sorry.
No, but I'm saying, like, I mean, if you leave stuff laying around, though, like that, that can be easily swiped, that's kind of on you, too, to your point.
Okay, all right. Kimmy, would you agree with that?
I don't agree with which point.
Okay, but I don't know.
No, I don't know what point.
If you come over to clean my house, yeah, and you're dressed for it,
yeah,
and I leave a money order,
yeah, you say so I should take it, is what you're saying?
No, but
well,
like if I come and tell
what
Pat,
you're saying.
No, but I'm kind of
no,
saying.
No, you're
like,
saying I deserve to be robbed if I leave it out, is what you're saying.
Kind of what you said.
It's not, well,
exactly.
I mean, you
know what I'm saying.
Well, no, not me, but other people.
All right, I'm saying you're setting yourself up.
Okay.
That's not what I'm arguing.
Okay.
I don't know. But if that person, because I know people who's who have elderly relatives,
yeah,
and the family will like help them out by getting them somebody to clean their house.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
All
like
right.
if you physically can't do it,
my wallet's gone.
I think you're a victim if somebody's stealing from you.
Okay, so fine. If you are not able to clean your own house and the housekeeper has to come
invalid.
In, different story. It's the same as a plumber. Fine. But outside of that example, housekeepers are a higher-end luxury service, right?
Oh, yeah, for the standard, yeah.
Yeah, you're paying someone to clean the stuff that
it's
you don't
want
to.
It's a maid. You have a maid.
Yeah. And I am not arguing this person, if they're guilty, should not be arrested. Get them punished, whole nine, whatever, fine. But I also have a hard time feeling sympathy for the person that got ripped off because you hired someone to clean your house for you.
Because they're doing all right for themselves.
Well, I mean, yeah, you're doing
so fine. It's okay to steal from them.
It's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying it's okay.
How
no,
it feel
no, 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 no.
How
I am not
now?
Saying it's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying it's okay, but I do have a hard time feeling sympathy.
Well, that's kind of what I was saying.
No,
that
you're saying
to
leave stuff out,
yeah,
chump. That's what you said. You think they're a sucker.
Sucker.
Are housekeepers a common thing? 252 WCMF, 252
cleaning services now that they have?
I mean, Tommy, you see that? What's that new website? There's a commercial for it I see all
the
time.
Yeah, they'll clean your house for like $19.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
First cleaning, $19. Do a lot of people have folks coming over to clean their house?
Well, look at you and your wife. You ain't got time to clean that house.
Yeah, we just leave the house dirty. It's pretty simple.
No, but I guess it is more common than you think.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Pittsburgh man believes housekeeper is more
common
than
we clean our own crappers in my house. Well, I do it.
I mean, I guess if you don't have a regular house cleaner and you could do something as cheap as $20 and maybe some people do it every now and then, like maybe it's not a regular thing for people, but they'll do it just to get like a deep clean.
I had it when I lived in Webster for a while.
You live by yourself?
Yeah.
In a house that you did not spend time in?
Yeah.
And you had a house cleaner?
Yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah. Well, I found it through another buddy of ours.
But you had empty rooms.
Yeah, so she was in and out pretty quick.
252 WCMF again. We're talking about this 38-year-old woman. She was arrested out in Wayne County after police say while working as a housekeeper, she stole a $500 money order. And if she's guilty, she should be punished. This is illegal, not defending her. But I do have a hard time having sympathy for someone who may have hired someone to clean their house because they didn't want to and got ripped off at the same time.
Like, yeah.
It blows my mind that you could totally trust someone to go through all of the most intimate stuff in your house. Because, Kimmy, we see housekeepers getting arrested all the time in the greater Rochester area for taking stuff. It's a pretty common story.
It is. It is crazy, though, because you would think if you have, like, a regular person that comes over, I can understand, like, having trust in that person because, well, if something goes missing, all eyes are on you. I'm going to suspect you right away.
Well, yeah, I mean, that also blows my mind that these housekeepers, Kimmy, keep getting
arrested. That's what I mean, yeah.
Like, right?
Who else would have been in here?
But it's a crappy job. You don't make a lot of money.
Sure. But how are you?
The temptation's right there.
How are you planning on getting away with it?
Well, you probably weren't thinking it through. But
you would have to, like, the money order's laying there in this case, if the allegations are.
And that's so traceable, too. Probably.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Like, cash would be different or a watch.
But even cash or a watch, if you're the only person in this house that has access to that stuff, eventually
it's you.
It's coming back. And if you take that watch to a pawn shop or go cash a check, there's paper trail there.
You're going to get flagged.
It's almost impossible to get away with. And then even on the housekeeper's point, I get that, you know, you got to do a job, you got to do a job. Sometimes you just got to eat, right?
Mm-hmm.
But those jobs don't look fun, one, for the person.
That's what I'm saying, it's a crappy job.
But also, the employees have to deal with the risk that some crazy person will misplace something or just straight up accuse you of stealing.
Oh, talk to people that work in nursing homes that are constantly getting accused and then they, oh, yeah, it's right here.
Yeah.
Yeah. That happens a bunch.
Look, for all the caution that we have with cameras and air tags and passwords and all that stuff,
mm-hmm.
just letting a stranger in your house to tidy up all your most intimate and valuable things is a very strange phenomenon.
Well, I mean, it's been around. I mean, you know, house cleaning services.
No, I understand. There's also other services that have been around that don't exist anymore because people don't want folks in their house or around their valuable stuff.
Well, I know that like there are a ton of services now, though, where you can allow that because I know people like let's say you have a job where you're like a nurse or you're working like shift work. People will hire people to come let their pets out or walk their dog. And it's one of those services where it's kind of a stranger. Like maybe you get used to the same person over time, but initially it's somebody you found through a service.
Is it disrespectful to hire someone you know to clean your house? Because that would be the only way, if I was going to do this, that I would feel comfortable with it.
Well, I mean, like,
if they, that's their...
So it's like a family member.
Well, a family member, friend. But say, Kimmy, they even have that job. Or mm-hmm. that is their gig.
Yeah.
Let's say you start cleaning houses.
Yeah.
Part-time. I could not look at you and be like, hello, I would like you to come clean my house.
Well, is that because you don't want to hire me to do it because of the weird dynamic or because you don't want me to see how you keep your house?
Oh, that I don't.
Because I think that's what I'd be more self-conscious
Strewn.
About. When it comes to hiring somebody I know to do that job, because you're going to see, like, everything I missed.
Okay. But that's what they're there for.
Yeah. I'd still be afraid of you judging me for
it. So when my parents were getting up there, and they were still living in their condo, we all got together and got them a cleaning lady. And, of course, my father immediately insults that woman, and she quits and reports him to the service, so he didn't get the service anymore.
Would you like to share what your father said to the cleaning lady?
Sure. So the woman that came over to clean my parents' house was African-American.
Mm-hmm.
And my father kissed her on the cheek when she was leaving after cleaning the house.
First day.
And he goes, you know, it's good luck when a white man kisses you.
What year was this?
That was the 19, probably 1995, okay. 96.
All right.
And of course she was insulted and left and reported him to the service.
We
lost the service.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So we got flagged.
Yeah.
By other services. So like
wait, they called other services.
So my brother started shopping
That's
around
amazing.
And they go, No. So we end up hiring my busted niece.
Okay.
Which was a mistake because she never came and cleaned anything. She would go over there, my mother would cook for her. She sat down on the couch, watch Jeopardy with my dad, and then leave.
Well yeah, that's the other problem you run into.
Become
if
family.
Not, if they're not doing a good enough job, you're not going to sit them down.
We were paying her $100 a week to go watch TV with my parents.
And no chance for good luck.
No. It don't work that way.
252 WCMF. You know, we had mentioned that, you know, $20 first cleaning commercial that we see all the time. Teddy's on CMF. Hey, Teddy, how are you, buddy?
Happy New Year, guys. How are you?
Happy New Year, Teddy.
Hey, I'm just wondering, what kind of a quality cleaning person for $20? I mean, I
it's only the first one.
Yeah, there's got to be a hook.
Yeah. It is. It's the first time over.
Right. And also, you have to be careful, though, because my son and his wife just fired somebody who does cleaning their house because every week something is broken off, either vacuum, a drip, or somebody is constantly broken off. So he just fired that person.
Okay, Teddy, how old's your son?
35.
And his wife is around the same age?
Yep.
All right, I have no sympathy for them, man. Like, I mean, I'm a busy guy, everyone's busy, but like, how dare you come over, clean my house, and break something?
I know. I mean, this is just constantly, and then finally around Christmas, it's just, that's it.
You're fired. All right, Teddy, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Is it good luck is an Indonesian kiss is good luck?
I don't know if it works that way.
Okay, I see.
Maybe it does.
I don't know if I could get mad at somebody for breaking something. While
depends
cleaning.
On how they broke it and how it happened.
Oh, you come out, they're smashing the vacuum cleaner on the ground. Is hiring a housekeeper a man of the house or woman of the house decision?
I would think it's the wife.
Why?
Because if you hire, I'll tell you why.
I'll tell you
why. Because You go to your wife and go, man, this place looks like crap. We better get somebody in here to do your job, woman.
Her job?
Because that's what it's going to sound like.
Her job?
Yeah.
What? Why is it her job?
Well, she's good at it.
You don't do any housework?
I do a ton of housework.
I do a ton of housework. I wear skin tight turtlenecks and go do a ton of housework.
No, I would think it's the wife that would want somebody in her house or not in her. Because she's going to look at it, a woman in her house. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to think she's going to make that choice.
You know, you could have just asked the woman who was married in the
room. Well, you go hire a woman and we'll ask her.
Kimmy?
Yeah.
If your husband came to you and said, I want to hire a cleaning lady, would that offend you?
I wouldn't offend me. Be like, where's awesome, that? Let's do it.
Queen sit and toke? Toksy Magoo.
Well, Sit and Toke, one of the worst kids' toys for Christmas last year. Do not buy that for your kid. No, I don't think my wife would be offended if I said we should hire a cleaning lady.
But wouldn't she go, why?
Well, no, because
you don't think we're doing a good enough job?
So you think that it's my wife's job to clean the house?
No, it's your job because you're home earlier.
Uh-huh.
And she's a doctor.
Uh-huh.
She can't hurt her hands. She's a doctor.
You're going to hurt your hands cleaning.
You can chop your hands off and can do the job.
Not true. As I change the camera to a two shot.
You can do that with a stump or a hook.
No, I can't imagine there would be a wife on the planet if their husband was like, let's get a cleaning lady, where they'd be like, no, unless they had intimates they didn't want that person going through.
Well, I mean, let's say your wife cleans the house.
Yeah.
And you say
you are
that.
So.
I think she'd find it insulting.
You're not getting out of this, man. You're not getting out of this. 252-WCMF. 252-9263. Again, we started this conversation. 38-year-old woman out in Wayne County busted allegedly stealing a $500 money order while working as a housekeeper, talking about hiring someone to clean your house. How would you do it? How common it is. I don't have a lot of sympathy for someone getting ripped off. Shawnee, however.
Shawnee.
Sounds like.
Shawnee.
Shawnee. Is it a lady?
Yeah. What, there's a dude named Shawnee?
It could be.
What, is he from Boston? Shawnee. It's a lady. Hey, lady.
Hi. So my best friend, Michelle, owns a house cleaning business.
Wait, what? Whoa. Shawnee.
What?
You have friends?
What? Well, I don't even understand that. I'm sure I have more friends than you.
Yeah!
You 100% do, but that's not hard. Yep.
What you were saying, Shawnee.
I don't understand.
Anyway, my best friend owns a cleaning business. And actually, when I was down and out, I went and cleaned with her. It was horrid. It was horrible. I hated it. But anyway, I've hired her to clean my house, and she did.
It was horrible. I had to clean my house.
I hired her to clean my house, and she broke a mirror, and she went out and bought it the same day and brought it back, and I didn't even care that she broke it.
So was she at a loss that day with what you paid her and what you had to spend for the mirror?
No, not at all.
Okay.
She makes good money.
All right.
She makes good money. But I'm saying, like, she's my friend, and I've never had a problem with it. I don't really care. And if she took $20, I'd be okay with that, too.
All right, Shawnee, if you don't mind me asking.
I'm glad they're doing it, yeah.
If you don't mind me asking, what do you pay her every time she comes over?
You know, I probably pay her about $35 an hour.
Okay. And how many hours is she over?
Three.
So it's $100. Hmm. And is that once a month, once a week?
Well, it's whenever I want her to. Okay. It's not on the regular for me.
Gotcha. All
her right. clients, or other clients are on the regular, yeah.
All right, Shawnee.
I do have one more question.
Oh, sorry.
Because I feel like I would do this, like, unintentionally. Do you clean before she comes over to clean? Or, like, pick up before she comes over to clean?
No, because she's my best friend, and she knows what a slob
right,
I am.
You're going to leave, like, panties and stuff on the floor?
I would feel like I would go through and clean
stains
stuff
all over them?
Because I don't want to.
No, I would if it were a stranger, but my best friend knows everything. She knows all my dark corners, I'm okay with it.
All right, Shawnee, thank you for the call. Right. Have a good rest of the day. I don't even know what that means.
I thought my sister was dead.
Let's take a break.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Bills aren't the only local win or go home this
week. Oh, who's
that?
Well,
tonight, a man, and he doesn't get more Rochester than what he is.
Oh, really?
He's going to go on national television and try and do what he did over a year ago.
Damn.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, where they whining in just a little while here. Sit tight on that. But what might be a more important competition? You remember David Bond?
David Bond?
I wrote down that he was going to do that. I want you to come over and look. Pause for David Bond joke, you dumbass. David Bond is a Rochester resident. And back in December of 2024, he went on Jeopardy.
Yeah.
He won two games.
Nice.
Made it three whole episodes.
Oh, okay.
And because of that,
he qualified?
Qualified as a wild card contestant.
Damn.
On tonight's Tournament of Champions.
In Jacksonville.
on News 8, what is Jeopardy, 7 o'clock, 7:30, whatever the hell it is?
Yeah, somewhere.
So he will appear tonight on the Tournament of Champions, facing off against other multiple-time champions in an effort be named the ultimate Jeopardy champion.
And he's probably going for some big bank.
Yeah, I mean, so I don't know how much he won first. I'm trying to find the information here, but I don't have it. He spent a decade trying to get on Jeopardy and finally
just to get on it.
Yeah, so now they have an online test, and every year hundreds of thousands of people take it.
Yeah.
So you're up against, you know,
everybody.
10%
the world.
Yes.
And Aaron Rodgers.
And this guy does not get more Rochester. He is an Aquinas graduate. Yeah.
Oh, one of your boys.
Grew up in the 19th Ward, went to the University of Rochester, served in the Navy for 6 years, and then spent most of his professional career working for RIT's research office. He's like the most Rochester guy of all time.
Seriously.
You guys watching tonight?
No.
Why?
No, I'm not watching that crap.
What a crap.
Really?
I'm not a game show guy.
No, I feel like you're intimidated by Jeopardy.
Well, yeah, because you had to know stuff.
But you don't, because if I get like two answers right, I'm a genius.
That'd be two more than I've ever gotten right on Jeopardy. They're
every now and then you come across a category and you're like, this is a piece of cake.
It's like that week, you know, 70s sitcoms on CBS.
No, there's always a clue in the clue that will help you.
I hate people like you. See, I gotta understand. There's a question inside the question.
Yes.
You just gotta listen. No, I suck at this stuff.
What's the point in watching Jeopardy if you're not going to shout out a bunch of wrong answers?
Right.
Well, no, I'm pretty good at Jeopardy.
That's what everybody thinks.
You can ask my kids and my wife. I'm really good at Jeopardy. My youngest and I watch Jeopardy on a regular basis. That's
But they have like art. They have like old art questions. You don't know no art.
See, you again, there is enough in there. There's like a little clue inside the clue where if you
not always.
Okay. No. That's all why they make it hard.
I know.
I think I do well on Jeopardy. I've said this before. I'll say it again. If I got on Jeopardy, I think I'd do some damage.
No, I would suck at that. I would suck at Wheel of Fortune because I can't spell.
Well, by the way, wasn't there someone last night from Rochester on Wheel of Fortune?
Oh, really?
Was it last night? I know it was recently.
So within the last couple of days, someone from Rochester was on Wheel of Fortune.
My God.
We're on a run, buddy.
I know.
We're on a game show run. And again, this goes back to something we've talked about in the past. For some reason, Rochesterians do a really good job of getting on game shows and reality shows.
You are right.
We can't figure out why.
Because I tell you, I saw a politician, he was on Family Feud, Van White.
Yeah, yeah.
And the White family.
And you made fun of their answers, too.
Yes. Yes, I did.
Yes, I did.
Man, he blew a big one, man. The dude's a politician.
Well, what does that have to do with anything?
Bro.
I would like my
what? This was the one you don't mess.
It's not trivia.
No, you idiot. You're
it's more
guessing
like an opinion.
No, but you get like, you know. Survey says.
Yeah.
That's other people's answering questions.
I know.
It's what a survey is.
But they
252 WCMF, 252-9263. I think you're a bad Rochesterian if you're not watching Jeopardy cheering for David Bond tonight.
I don't know. Cheer for that. I don't know the guy.
Why? Three
hometown
episodes.
Guy?
I would be impressed if
and
I
he's
met
a
him.
Wild card.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's kind of backed in.
He won two episodes.
I don't know why, but whenever I watch Jeopardy, I find myself rooting for somebody and
you
for
somebody.
Literally like it could be like the smallest thing, like the way they wrote their name is stupid, so I'm not gonna root for that guy. I all of a sudden like get really invested in who's gonna win.
That's very petty.
I know.
Okay,
but you gotta pick somebody, right? Like I'm, you don't pick somebody that you want to win.
No,
really?
No, that's weird. You cheer for a Jeopardy contestant?
You don't cheer that's why you watch it because on a game show?
Because that's why they put three people up there.
Or like somebody,
so you can root for somebody.
It's kind of like process of elimination because like every now and then somebody thinks they're funny guy too. And
I hate
no,
that guy.
Yeah,
I
like
that
I'm not rooting for you anymore.
Nobody funny has ever been on Jeopardy except for Alex Trebek. He was pretty damn funny.
But he was always funny in a kind of a mean way.
He was very mean, yes. And which is weird because he was Canadian. They're very rarely mean.
I know.
Right?
Well, they send all their mean ones down here to work.
No, like if I met David Bond, who again will be on the Tournament of Champions, Rochesterian, tonight.
David
on
Bond?
News 8, David. God, I hate
Bond.
You. Shut up.
David Bond.
Shut up.
Wah, wah.
I would want to I'd talk his ear off, ask questions for like 30 minutes.
Ooh.
No, I do. I want to know everything about going on Jeopardy and what the experience is like.
I took a plane to Los Angeles. Stayed at a...
Los Angeles. And you've lost Jeopardy. No, like how many episodes do they tape in a day? Do they make you change your suit?
Well, I think, yeah, don't they do it all like in one day?
I don't know. See, you could
just grind it out.
You could ask them these questions. I vote like how long do you have between episodes? Are you allowed to study? Do they tell you what you're supposed to study? Do you just have to know this stuff off the top
of
your head?
I'm guessing it's top of your head. How could you study? Because it's everything. It'd be impossible.
No, that's what I mean. I don't know.
Focus.
Do they specifically like give you hints about what thing? Because you don't want a Jeopardy.
That's kind of cheap.
But you don't want a Jeopardy episode where every person misses 50% of the questions.
That would be hysterical. Dumb Jeopardy would
dumb
be
Jeopardy.
Right.
You would crush a dumb Jeopardy.
I would. I'd get a car.
252-WCMF. Let's talk to Mark. Hey, Mark. How are you, buddy?
Pat.
Yeah.
Pat.
Yes.
Pat. Listen, Pat. You realize that on Jeopardy, when you get the answer wrong, you lose the money, right?
Whatever money you put up there.
Yeah,
right?
Well, no, that's at the end. That's fine.
Whatever you category for the money. If you get it wrong, you lose that amount of money.
I got it.
Then you had to pay.
You're going to finish in the negative numbers, Pat.
Okay, all right, Mark, let's not do this.
There's no question. I'm pretty good at it.
Oh, Mark, good. Mark's good at the Jeopardy.
You sound smart, Mark.
Mark, so have you tried to get have you tried to get on Jeopardy?
I'm just saying, I've taken the test online.
Oh, so when did I see you? What episode were you on?
I did not qualify.
You're so good at being on Jeopardy, you haven't been on Jeopardy.
My point is, I believe you would finish in the negative numbers, Pat.
He says man who took tests and didn't get on Jeopardy. You suck!
What if Mark's a super smart guy?
The test?
What's that?
Pat, have you attempted the test?
No, because I tried to, and they were like, Mark did so bad, he's going to feel bad about himself, so don't do this.
Not the case. But I wonder... No, I seriously wonder if you really got on the show, do you think you would finish... in the positive side.
Yes, no, look, I am not a smart man, but I know a lot of things I shouldn't know. I'm telling you right now. You can ask Tommy. Stuff just falls out of my head.
All over the place.
Bond. Yeah. David Bond.
Well, I wish you luck.
Thank you, Mark.
Really.
Hey, I wish you well and your family well.
Hey, look, I'll be cheering for you when you eventually get on the show, Mark.
Happy New Year.
Right back at you. I'm just kidding. He sucks. He's never
No, you're fun. Bad at Jeopardy. No, you are.
He called me to tell me I'd suck at Jeopardy, then goes, I'd be good at it. I took the test and I didn't get on. All right, we're all cheering for David Bond tonight.
Absolutely.
Come on, buddy.
Bonze.
What if he goes all the way? What if he goes on a run?
Well, that would be impressive.
I think you only have to win like 3 or 4 games.
And then like, you win it all?
I was wondering, like, how do you qualify for the Tournament of Champions? Like, how many times do you have to win?
So he was a wild card, so I don't know what the automatic get is.
So now you got to run the table or go home.
Maybe only have to win once then?
So I think there's 15 people this week and 9 move on.
Gotcha.
So
this goes on for a while.
I think it's 3 weeks.
Okay.
Or 2 weeks. 15, 9... 3.
What is 3 weeks?
All right.
Answer in the form of a question.
Hopefully there's no math questions.
Yeah, no kidding.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.